I am Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.
All right, this is Jimbo Paris. Welcome to the Jimbo Paris Show. We have two experts in marriage, and we're going to hear what they have to say about relationships and also general mental health as well. You know, so these are an interesting group of people. They've accomplished a lot of things, and they have some very, very interesting stories. So let's see what they have to say.
Hi there. Thanks for having us on.
Yes, Jimbo. It's an honor to be on your show.
It's an honor as well for me. So first of all, can you kind of give me a bit of a brief summary of who you all are about, what your message is?
Well, we've been in marriage coaching since 1994. So that's 28 years. And just to give you a little background by that, I was born into a pretty dysfunctional marriage. And father was a doctor. He really did not respect my mother a whole lot. And I thought that was pretty wrong. Really wasn't in a place to really be able to say anything about that until I was older. But there's two things that I knew that I wanted to do. One is I wanted to be a doctor. And the second thing was that I wanted to be married and I wanted to have a good marriage. So I made it my mission to, when I was old enough to do something about it, that I would. And so Vanessa and I got together, and I'll let her give her her part.
So prior to meeting Dr. Jeep, I was previously married, and I was clearly in a relationship that was, I felt like a single partner. It was, the relationship was just me. There were addictions with alcohol. I was very young when I married. I was 21 years old, and I say I could lead that horse to water, but I couldn't make him drink. And in other words, it takes two to make a relationship. And when one person isn't willing to do it, then, you know, you either decide that you live with that or you move on. And because I was so young and I knew that I didn't want to bring children into a dysfunctional marriage, I decided to move on. I got to learn more about myself and what I really wanted out of a marriage because I clearly knew what I wasn't getting. So I was able to decipher what I needed. And so when, you know, my goal was when I started dating that, you know, there were things that I was clearly going to want in a person. So check off the boxes, so to speak. And so when I met,
and of course I checked off on all of them.
So I wanted someone that would talk to me and have intelligent conversations with me and just be very kind and gentle, but have the capacity to love deeply and also have the capacity and the desire to want to work on the relationship.
Vanessa she was pretty broken when I met her, but you know, I was able to see through all of that. And I knew that there was a really good person. I mean, she had been through not physical abuse, but a lot of emotional abuse, verbal abuse. And you know, it's hard to stick with that for several years and not be affected by it. So we got married, and really before we got married, we had decided that when there was time after we did get married, that we were going to start into marriage coaching. So we got married in 92 and we started into coaching in 94. Did training in 94 and started that, went on. And in 2018, we've come to specialize in physician and healthcare professional relationships. We still do general marriage coaching, but we specialize in that. And I think to cut to your question, Jimbo, our message is that it's okay to admit that there's a problem. It's okay to admit that you're not perfect. It's okay to admit, especially if you have a desire to keep your relationship together. And that's what we're here for, is to help people with that. Many people have good relationships, but they want to make them better. Other people are further along. They've been apart emotionally for a while. But we also deconstruct that and get back to the point where that started to fall apart and then move them forward again.
Excellent, excellent. And great summary. And, you know, Vanessa kind of raised a good point for a question that I have. How do you begin moving on?
It was so difficult. I really appreciate your question. It was because I loved him. I loved him, but he just wasn't marriage material for me. And unfortunately, I didn't figure that out until I was married to him. I had to get to the point where I realized that being alone was better than being lonely in that marriage with a partner that wasn't willing to meet me on my level. And just one day at a time, you know, picking myself up from the bootstraps and having faith that there was a person out there for me, that I was going to find someone and, you know, just keep plugging.
I believe that our relationship was meant to happen. And I'll give you the reason for that. As Vanessa said, she was a Catholic. I'm a Catholic. And for a long time, I just, because of Catholic dogma, that I was not going to marry a divorced woman. I wasn't, because it was very important for me to be able to get married in the church. And so I, you know, thought one day, reflected and thought that to myself, that really that's not a fair thing to do. There's lots of reasons why relationships break up. And so I made that decision that I was no longer gonna hold myself to that standard. And wouldn't you know, the first person that I dated was Vanessa. And it just all came together.
You know, from what I'm getting from a lot of this, this sounds pretty interesting, because do you consider yourselves Catholic marriage coaches?
That's a very, very good question. Is our marriage coaching program Catholic? No, absolutely not.
No, we do not pretend to assume or project on anybody that we, you know, that we coach.
Whatever they believe exactly in is what they believe in. And we have had to navigate this religion in between us, because he is still a devout Catholic and I am not. And that raised some conflict. And we really had to sit with that and come to an understanding that I had experiences that not only changed my mind, I just call myself Christian. Mm-hmm. And he is respectful enough of me that we respect each other's positions.
And this is something, Jimbo, that, because again, a very good question. Mm-hmm. This is something, if there's an issue between the two of you from a faith or a religious perspective, this is something that you need to talk about substantively before you get married.
So we're huge advocates of premarital coaching, talking to folks, educating folks about that. If there's a stumbling block that you have, decide if that is a deal breaker.
The thing with our coaching is that in our coaching, we talk about ourselves and all of these pain points that couples deal with. we've experienced almost all of them. And we talk about it freely when, you know, in our coaching to help them feel a almost like a symbiosis with us that while this is their, you know, ours problems, they've had those too. And this is how they've gotten through it. So, right.
And they're not insurmountable and they don't have to split us up.
What you're both saying here kind of goes perfectly into the next question I have to ask. How does marriage counseling help empower families in general, especially in helping children?
Well, what I want to be clear about is this is not counseling. We're not professional counselors. We are coaches. So there is a definite distinction.
The distinction would be like telling you that we model ourselves. Going to a therapist, there's a professional boundary there that a therapist is not going to be able to, you know, to talk about her own relationship. Therapists tend to deal with a lot in the past, psychological issues.
Think of us like educators. You know, we've been, you know, doing this for a long time. We've learned a lot about, you know, the pros of the tips and the tricks, so to speak, and evidence-based practices, best practices. For example, ways of communication. And one of the huge topic that we talk about is words, like and rules for arguing. And for example, words can really either build you up or destroy you.
Okay, so just so I can understand the difference, what problem would I go to for you that a therapist probably would not be able to provide, or a counselor?
Good question. For example, you have been married for a while and you love each other deeply. You don't communicate as well as you used to. You seem to be arguing a little bit more. What you would do is come to a coach to be taught communication skills. If you're arguing a lot, you tend to have disconnected. So what we do is we teach you how to reconnect with each other. And we do that in a process that we call the love huddle, which is teaching you how to write to each other in a very non-threatening way so that your feelings are really understood by your partner. And when they're understood by the partner, then there is empathy and a willingness to change whatever you need to change to make the relationship better.
Yeah, and you sort of already half answered my next question, but what is considered your ideal client and sort of the client that's not ideal?
Our ideal client is a client that they love each other deeply. They've been married for, they're out of the honeymoon stage. So maybe they've got a child and they just need tools because their relationship's changing. The reality's changing and maybe they just need tools in order to be able to navigate a change in their life. That's our best client. So what they're looking for is, you know, ways to not argue, ways to communicate with each other so that they're not tearing each other down there, but they're building each other up, that they're able to communicate and that they understand each other, that they're getting their needs and their wants met out of the relationship. That
they have an awareness. Mm-hmm. You know, they have, their relationship is pretty decent. There's mm-hmm. there's definitely love that's there. Now that can be to varying degrees, and respect for the most part. But they realize that there's a problem, mm-hmm. and they're having a difficult time navigating through it. And so they need somebody to help them navigate through that.
There's more to a marriage relationship than thinking that you don't love them anymore.
And so there's love, but there has to be a lot of things underneath mm-hmm. for that love to happen. Like, are you vulnerable with each mm-hmm. other? Do you respect each other? Do you trust each other? If those three things don't exist, or somehow that they've been lost, mm-hmm. then we, you know, again, deconstruct to find out exactly why that happened, when it happened, and say, well, what drew you together to begin with?
Right. Why did you get married in the first place?
A big thing is, are you best friends? Because in our opinion, that's why we call our practice best friends again. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not friends first, if you're not best friends, and you're truly drawn to somebody by physical attraction and not anything else, then you're going to have, you know, you're going to have a lot of issues. And so it's important to be able to know those things and to be able to go back and say, okay, this is why you got married. And then this happened. Why did it happen? Because sometimes they may not even know.
It may just
be a gradual process that, oh, how did we get to this point?
I know we're getting close to the end, so I want to take a quick glance at your website. Okay, so please sort of just kind of take the lead here, run us through everything, and, you know, kind of show everyone how to sort of navigate this website that you both made.
Well, of course, welcome. We are best friends again with Dr. Jeep and Vanessa. And our mission is to reignite your marriage. We specialize with physicians and healthcare providers. However, we, you know, anyone that is interested in our program, feel free to connect with us. You can click on the Work With Us button and be taken to a scheduler. We take intake calls, however much time you need on that call to speak with us, question and answer. And then blogs. We have, of course, some blogs, our featured on page, where we've been featured on numerous podcasts, and how to contact us. Also our social media and where you can find us.
There's also a place when you scroll down, that if you would like a free copy of chapter 9, mm-hmm. which Vanessa wrote, which is about the love huddle, you're able to download that and get that. And clients have felt that was extremely helpful.
We're in the process of redesigning the space for podcasts. We have probably 20 that we have to add to the site, but there is the book, What's Forever For, and you can click on the free copy.
And the important thing that I would like your listeners to know about the book is that the name of the book, the title, is What's Forever For, A Physician's Guide to Everlasting Love and Success in Marriage. Now, it's from my perspective, but it's meant for everyone. It's written in a way that, regardless of your socioeconomic background or your level of education, that it's an easy read. And I wrote it purposely. And I wrote it as if I was sitting talking to a patient and getting, you know, to try to get them to understand and be able to take something away from reading the book. And people that have read it have told me that that I've achieved that. It's been an award-winning book, which I'm very proud of. And it's not only good for relationships, partnerships, but it's just a good book to have in any relationship you have with people, because the tools are widely meant and have been used for friendships, for relating to the public. The principles there are applicable to all of those.
And then there's a link to take a free relationship needs assessment. So listeners can click on that link and fill that out. If they're interested in us getting back with them, we do so. and, you know, goes right into the scheduling program.
And the call is no obligation. It's a, you know, it's a just a discovery call to go over the relationship assessment, see if
further, we're a good fit,
further explanation of the program to see if, you know, if it's something that they want to do. And then we kind of go from there.
Okay, great. Are there any final words you'd like to say to the audience before I let you off here?
Yeah, we just want to let folks know that, you know, if it takes two people to make a relationship work, and neither one is more important than the other. It's a partnership. It's a team. And that if the two of you are willing to work on your relationship, then it's absolutely doable. And to not lose hope. You know, we're in the practice of highly recommending marriage and avoiding divorce at all costs, because it is very traumatic. So therefore, you know, that's our mission.
What I say is to couples, and what I would say is don't feel like you are the only person or the only couple that is going through this. Mm-hmm. There are so many out there. It's really difficult to estimate. So I know that it's difficult. I understand that it can be embarrassing, but try and take the step, and I promise that you will not be disappointed. Yeah. And along with that is, don't suffer in silence. Mm-hmm. Do something about it. Mm-hmm. Things can get better. Yes. And
we're all human.
Exactly.
We're all human. You know, we have come from two separate we're taking two separate backgrounds and merging them together. And how could there not be conflict as a result of that? So it's just navigating that in healthy ways. And we teach healthy ways of navigating that.
Exactly.
Excellent, excellent. And again, before we end it off here, I just got to let out a few sponsors here. So the first sponsor we have is Dark Joseph Ravine. He is an excellent man. He is focused on improving the lives of people, taking people out of the dark ravine, and helping build a more positive life for everyone. Mm-hmm. He's a great sponsor, even though he's not a paid sponsor. He still publishes things and gets our name out there. The next person I'd like to talk about is going to be the Six Figure University, focused on helping people grow their budget, grow more money. Two expert people, one's an engineer, one's an expert salon owner, really helping you out there. So go online, fill out their form, and you can also get some advice from them.
Great.
Excellent.
Yeah. Then the final person is LifeWork Systems. They work together as well with other businesses to help improve their own business relationships too. It's basically Extreme HR. And if you're interested in this offer too, by Judy Ryan, check her out as well.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Final thing we got is a new website. We're on we're on Roku now. This episode too is going to be on Roku too. So
good.
Again, stay tuned for that.
That is a never-ending thing to work on. Websites.
But you do, you know, you do great work, Jimbo. We're a fan. Yes. And we're just so grateful and honored that you've had us on as guests.
Appreciate it very much.
No problem. Thank you, too. And
thank you.
Yeah. I'm Jimbo Paris. This is the Jimbo Paris Show. Thanks again, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.